This is Press Play on KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand.
Bon appetit.
Where's the lamb sauce?
Creamy, salty, sweet, and oaky nuttiness.
15-minute bake-off, queens.
And then we add the whiskey. Boom! Flames.
Bam! That's a little bam right there.
Pie.
Okay, finally this week, truth in advertising. We are going to talk about pie, specifically pie crust, and some easy hacks to take the pressure off making that Thanksgiving pie. The pie queen herself is here, Evan Kleiman. She hosts KCRW's Good Food. Hi.
Hi.
All right, this is your Oscars moment, I guess, right? this is it for you. I guess summer too. Summer pie too, but this is really when people think about pie.
Yeah, and I just have to let people know that it's okay if you don't make your own pie dough, because it is stressful. I mean, you know, yeah. I have to make pie to bring to friends, and I've made millions of them, and I'm stressed. So why should you do that to yourself?
It seems so simple on the face of it, just three ingredients or so, and yet, as you say, very stressful.
Yeah, because it's something that you can't decide you're going to do 3 days before Thanksgiving if you've never done it before. It is a recipe or a technique that requires repetition before you get comfortable with it. And why would you want to do that to yourself right before Thanksgiving? Just start learning it in June.
Oh, gosh, it takes that long?
Oof. Well, you know, then you have, I always tell people, shoot for making a pie a month. That way you have like 11 under your belt by the time Thanksgiving rolls around. But there's so many other types of crust that we can give our pies that you don't really need to worry about it.
Well, you could buy it, I guess.
Yes, of course. There's Pillsbury pie dough is everywhere. And Trader Joe's has really good pie dough as well.
Do you need to do anything to it, or you just put the ingredients in, pop it in the oven, and voila?
That's it. Voila.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just easy.
And how does it taste, though? I mean, that's the key question.
It's not as great as if you made an all-butter crust yourself, but it's very flaky. It has good flavor. And, you know, let's get real. With Thanksgiving pies, the focus is going to be on what is that filling. So don't worry about it. If you want to have a traditional pie crust, just buy it if you don't feel comfortable making it. But there are other kind of crusts you can make that are almost as easy as buying a pie, you know, regular pie dough.
One of which would be a graham cracker crust, right?
Yes, but it doesn't have to be graham crackers. You can use any kind of cookie. So, for example, over the years, I've started using ginger snaps for making a pie crust for pumpkin pie and sweet potato pies. But you can use Nilla wafers. You can use Oreos. I don't even bother looking for the chocolate wafer cookies anymore because they're very hard to find. I just use whole Oreos, grind them up, add a little bit of melted butter, press it in. And that actually is fantastic with a pecan pie.
Mmm. Not too sweet?
No, it's just great. You don't add any additional sugar because the Oreos and the filling have plenty. And it's nice. The chocolate kind of balances out the sweetness of that filling.
What about gluten-free? Is there a way to do this without using cookies?
Well, if you have a favorite gluten-free cookie, you can always do that. But I really like making a coconut crust. All it is unsweetened coconut flakes and butter, softened butter. And it sort of becomes this, you know, kind of like the texture of, I don't know, like clay. And you just press it in and you don't have to weight it down or do anything you do with blind baking. And you put it in the oven and you bake it until it's nice and toasty. And that also is really good with either pumpkin pie, a sweet potato pie, or pecan pie.
Wow. Okay. We are really getting creative. You can also use nuts, right? Just nuts.
Yeah. And I'm going to do another shout out to something you can buy. Diamond, the nut company, brings out nut crusts this time of year. And you'll find them in the baking section by the flour and all of those products. And depending on your location, they have three different types. They do one that's all pecans. They do one that is walnuts. And then they do a mixed one that's pecans, walnuts, and pumpkin spice. Now, these are not gluten-free because they do use some flour to hold it all together. However, if you do want to make your own nut crust and leave out the flour, I will have a link for you. It's so easy. It's just, you know, you grind up the nuts, you add a little bit of sugar, a little bit of salt for seasoning, and then you bind it together with a little bit of whipped egg white, and then you pre-bake it. So easy.
Sounds deceptively simple. Okay, so let's say we've done that. What kind of pie would you recommend making for Thanksgiving?
Well, I think a really easy one that doesn't involve a traditional pie dough is a recipe that Genevieve Coe, who's a recipe developer for the New York Times, has brought out as part of her big pie roundup last week. She calls it a pecan sandy pie. She makes a cookie-type dough with pecans in the food processor and then presses it in and then fills it with a lovely pecan filling.
That sounds fabulous. Delicious. And what is on Good Food this week?
Well, it's our Thanksgiving show. So chef and food writer Andy Baragani is co-hosting the show with me. We have appearances by noted barbecue master Kevin Bledsoe on Dealing with the Big Bird, and Genevieve Coe, the author of that pie I just talked about, is coming on to talk about her whole pie roundup.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so it is Don't Miss Listening this week.
Well, yeah, we're answering all the Thanksgiving questions that listeners and KCRW staff asked us.
Oh, what's a sample question?
Oh gosh, it's just so varied. So varied. Like what to do with duck, what if you don't want turkey? I mean, just it's so extensive, the conversation with Andy. He is fabulous. We had such a great conversation.
It's really incredible that, yes, we do this every year, but every year it feels like we're reinventing it, which is a good thing. It's fun.
It is a good thing.
Yeah. Well,
you are the master of your Thanksgiving fate.
Gosh. Yikes.
Do not fear. Just enjoy yourself.
Okay. Evan Kleinman is host of KCRW's Good Food. You can listen Saturday mornings at 10 or wherever you get your podcasts. Evan, thank you.
Thank you, Madeline.
Do not fear. This is the end of the show, actually. I'm Madeline Brand. I'll see you tomorrow.